love is absolute. A. Enoch in his Concordant Commentary writes this concerning love. We are never told that God is justice, or God is power, or God is wisdom. These are his attributes, not his essence. The distinction is of vital import. In the conflicting maze of reasoning concerning God's ways and words, justice and power and wisdom are relative, but love is absolute. He is never so just as when he justifies the unjust, for that is in line with his love. He is never so strong as when his weakness overpowers human strength, for that links it to love. He is never so wise as when his foolishness confounds the wisdom of men, for that glorifies love. All his attributes appear and withdraw at the beck of love. All serve it and never go counter to its commands. We cannot reason that God will do thus and so because he's just or strong or wise. Love may not give lead, but we can safely lay our heads on the bosom of his love and there learn the great lesson that he is love and has both the power and the wisdom to carry out the dictates of his affection. What clearer proof can be given that all that he has done and is doing is leading up to the grand ultimate when he will be all in all and love will rest in being love?